for the 14th time, Real Madrid are European champions.
Carvajal on the overlap, shoots himself. Oh! His ball across is turned in by Vinicius Junior! And the young Brazilian makes another step forward on the world stage.
A tight game at the Stade de France was decided by one moment. Vinicius Junior, the match winner in the second half. We discussed Thibaut Courtois' incredible saves, Liverpool's missed chances, and another incredible Ancelotti achievement in our review of the 2022 UEFA Champions League final. Welcome along, I'm Rob Daly. Real Madrid have won the Champions League again, and right now they are out on the pitch celebrating, the players with their friends and family, with each other, with the staff, the players, with everyone. The floodlights still on at the Stade de France on another remarkable night for Real Madrid. They have beaten Liverpool by 1-0. With me on the show, European football expert Chris Parrott, match commentator Richard Connolly, and former Arsenal winning player, former European champion Leanne Sanderson. Leanne, Real Madrid found a way, they always do, and what a remarkable achievement to win this trophy.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. You know, these are the moments you remember in your career. They'll stay with you forever. It doesn't matter how many times you win this competition. You know, I've only won it once, and I remember it like it was yesterday, and I think these celebrations will go long into the night. But it was a really strange game because Liverpool, you know, started the game really, really well. Real Madrid couldn't get out of their own half. So I genuinely thought Liverpool, during the game, the way the game was panning out, I thought Liverpool were going to be, you know, winning this game pretty comfortably. But second half kicked in. Real Madrid, as we know in the second half, they're the kings of this competition this season in the second half. And they took it to another level. And Carlo Ancelotti, I mean, you've got to give him a lot of credit. Everton manager last year, you know, they've just stopped themselves from getting relegated, and now he's the Real Madrid manager. It's unbelievable story, and he's won this competition so many times, and winning is not by luck. It's because you prepare your players, he played himself, you know, and that doesn't always mean you're going to be able to implement that on your players, but what a manager he is, and it just, I can't give him enough credit as what I do already.
Yeah, and the Liverpool end is empty. The grey seats of the Stade de France are stark there, but no one's left in front of the Real Madrid end, and Fede Valverde with his Uruguayan flag is taking his turn with his family and with the trophy now. We'll get onto it, I know, but it was his moment of quality, I think, where he teed up Vinicius Junior for the only goal. But, you know, I think Real Madrid summed it up pretty well on a tweet on full time. We don't play finals, we win finals. And it's very difficult to argue with that. I mean, to have reached 17 finals is amazing, but to have won 14 of them is frankly ridiculous, and they showed all of the resilience that they've shown en route to the showpiece tonight, and then they showed the quality when they had the moment and took their chance, and we hear this victory song, Rob, again. How many times have we heard this in the last 10 years in particular?
Fifth win in 9 years, and there's obviously a culture of success in a core of playing staff, that the three midfielders, Benzema up the front, that have been a big part of this most recent success. But this tonight feels like a triumph that was hewn in the knockout rounds, in the struggles that they overcame, in the brinkmanship, frankly, against the other leading clubs in England. And my goodness, they've done England some damage, haven't they, this season, in knocking out Chelsea, Manchester City, and then beating Liverpool. What a triumph this is for the Spanish champions over the English Premier League. And to beat Paris as well when they were on the brink there too. But to find moments of quality when they've been up against it repeatedly, time and time again, has obviously given this individual, unique group, which has nothing in common with the team of the 1950s and 60s, this group has forged its own identity this season in sometimes countering and playing on the back foot, but finding a way through. And tonight it relied on defensive solidity and an extraordinary goalkeeping performance.
And I think that comes down to a mentality as well, you know, being able to do the game that's in front of you, but go behind and then still remain calm. I don't think Real Madrid ever panic. I don't know what you guys think, but when I watch them, I just think they always look like they're in control. Even when Liverpool were coming at them from the get-go for the first 10, 15 minutes, they couldn't get out of their own half, but they just always look calm. But with players like Modric and Toni Kroos in your team, I guess that, you know, reflects on the rest of the players, because we spoke about it before. You've got the likes of Camavinga, Rodrigo, the younger players that are going to almost like the changing of the guard. But you have these players you could be around and learn from. And I could watch Luka Modric play all day and all night, because I just feel like he makes the game look easy. The first touch, everything is fantastic. And age is only a number. These players are showing that. Benzema is showing that. You know, Modric is showing that. And they seem to just get better with age.
And those players you talk about there have just won it for the fifth time, which, you know, now only the great Paco Gento is ahead of them in the history of this competition. But the key protagonists this evening have won it for the first time, I would suggest, in Courtois, the man of the match, one of the great goalkeeping displays. He'd never won the Champions League before. Fede Valverde, who got the assist but was also excellent throughout, I thought. He'd never won the Champions League before. And Vinicius Junior, who scores the winning goal. And he'd never won the Champions League before, played in a final. So you're seeing, which is terrifying for the rest of Europe, you're seeing the old guard win it again, but now new players making new memories and fitting into the Real Madrid story of winning big finals.
OK, let's remind ourselves of how this one unfolded at the Stade de France.
Real Madrid building something here, maybe. Down the right-hand side with Valverde. He's got Carvajal on the overlap. Shoots himself. Oh! His ball across is turned in by Vinicius Junior. And the young Brazilian makes another step forward on the world stage with the opening goal in the Champions League final.
Unselfish on Carvajal. He's onside. Fantastic ball across.
And the man of the moment, Vinicius Junior, who's had such an unbelievable year under Carlo Ancelotti. What a huge goal that is.
Ball over the top by Liverpool. Salah, what a touch, brings it down, goes again. Oh, Courtois makes the save. I thought he'd scored again. And the Real Madrid defenders are rushing to Courtois to embrace him and to cuddle him after that save. Salah cannot believe it.
This is absolutely incredible. What a save that is. Salah, the first touch from Salah was fantastic in itself. And if that was me, I'm sure Salah thought that was already in. What a save.
That is the final whistle. And Real Madrid's most extraordinary journey ends with a 14th triumph in the UEFA Champions League. An extraordinary journey. Real Madrid were down and out in Paris and London and Manchester too. But their name was written in the stars. And in the City of Light, Real Madrid have a 14th title in the UEFA Champions League.
Well, the players are still out celebrating on the pitch. Thibaut Courtois with a bunch of the coaching staff dancing in a circle in front of the Madrid supporters, who are still in the Stade de France right now after Real Madrid beat Liverpool by 1-0. So let's break down the game as a whole, shall we, from the start. Liverpool with the big team news that Thiago and Fabinho were fit enough to start, and they certainly look fit enough to play based on what we saw over the course of the game. Luis Diaz and Canate get the nod for Madrid as expected, with Valverde starting ahead of Rodrigo. And those opening 15 minutes in particular, actually up to the 20th minute really perhaps, when Courtois produced that fine save from Manny onto the post, Richard, Liverpool were very much on top.
Yeah, we really did see some echoes of the sort of high volume, heavy metal pressing of the past. I mean, they really went at Real Madrid, made it incredibly uncomfortable. Jordan Henderson was particularly prominent, I felt, in the first quarter of the game. We discussed that in commentary. He was often the leader, the man who went first and the others followed. And they were on top. Real Madrid were rattled. Ancelotti himself was rattled. The eyebrow was certainly twitching on the bench. He was bawling instructions out left and right. They were seeking the long balls, and we debated whether that was a part of the plan. I think it was a way that they knew they could hurt Liverpool. There was always this threat, but it never really seemed to come to anything. Liverpool throughout the first half seemed to be the side most likely to score.
Absolutely. I think what we've seen is that we've seen two managers that are probably arguably two of the best managers we've ever seen. You know, up there, way up there. And I think Ancelotti, tactically, I think he got it spot on in the end. I think ultimately it comes down to game plans. And Jurgen Klopp always sets his team out more or less the same way. I think Carlo Ancelotti adapts a little bit better when he's in these game situations. But maybe because he's been there so many times and won this competition so many times. But I just think it comes down to fine lines. And I've said it many times. when you go back as a player and you analyse your own individual performance, I'm looking at Mo Salah, I thought he had a good game. I look at what I would have done in those situations, I'd have done the same thing, and Mo Salah probably would have got there again. But sometimes you just got to hold your hands up and say Courtois was just really good, Alaba was amazing, Carvajal was amazing, Militao was amazing. So defensively today, I think what we've seen is that we've seen the game won based upon defence, as opposed to what we thought was going to be the case, where Liverpool would probably win it based upon their attack. But Real Madrid defensively were absolutely brilliant.
And I don't think that the goal changed the pattern of the game all that much, really, because Real Madrid were sort of playing from a low base most of the time.
They could have scored more as well.
I think this was always going to be the way that Real Madrid were going to have to win it. I think it was the situation that Liverpool fans would have been terrified of, would be leaving the pitch thinking, oh, we had all those chances, but how didn't we win the game? But that's the way Real Madrid have approached this whole knockout stage of this season's Champions League. I think what Ancelotti did in the first half was that they did slightly lose their composure early on amidst this Liverpool barrage, but then by the time half-time approached, Modric was dropping back between the centre-halves, was beginning to dictate things, Toni Kroos was getting on the ball, Vinicius Junior was starting to cause problems, and then they had the goal disallowed for a very tight offside, we think because Valverde poked it forward and the ball was deflected into his path and therefore he was offside, but it was an incredibly tight call, a VAR check of a good 90 seconds probably, a really difficult 1-2 check. So actually by half time, I think Real Madrid were beginning to be Liverpool's equal, and they probably left the pitch disappointed that goal hadn't counted. It was the correct decision after a long VAR check, but they certainly thought when that check was going on that they'd taken the lead, I think.
Let's go through the goal then, because you could see in the build-up play, and there was, and we'll get onto something you highlighted in commentary, Leanne, the superb work of Luka Modric to stay so composed on the ball in his own half under pressure from that aforementioned Liverpool press. But so much of the talk was about Vinicius Junior getting in behind Trent Alexander-Arnold, and he didn't see him. I don't think he really tracked Vinicius properly, which led to the goal, which made you, Chris, we'll start with you on this one. You think Valverde intended. I agree with you, as a matter of fact. Because Vinicius was in so much space for such a long time, I think Valverde knew what he was going to do.
He looked up at the beginning of his run. This is the, you know, the Trent Alexander-Arnold going forward is magnificent. I've heard an awful lot of ex-players, ex-defenders talk about how he doesn't sniff out danger defensively. And unfortunately for a defender, and Leanne will know a lot more than me, you can have a great night, but you can switch off once and you're the guy that didn't track the man and he scored and then you lose 1-0. But I think that happened. But I think Valverde, having made an excellent run down the right-hand side, he hit it with his laces and it whizzed across to Vinicius Junior. But it would have been a dreadful shot had it been a shot. And I think the fact that he looked up and he knew Vinicius Junior was making that run, I think he's tried to pick him out and only he'll know. And
I'm not going to back down yet, guys, but when I watch it again, if I watch it again and I'm wrong, I will agree completely. But the fact that, I mean, let's go with the fact that you're saying he meant it, because it's you two have outnumbered me, but I won't back down, I'll say it again. But the fact that he's been able to ping it in that way, you know, to be able to find him on the back post, Valverde's found him on the back post, is a fantastic, it's so hard to do. But you mentioned it, you know, Trent switching off for that 1 second, it is so harsh, because I think you guys are saying the type of ball that's played, but do you not think that would have done that to most players? Do you think if it was Reece James,
it probably would have done that? Pass,
yeah, it
because it is so difficult. Like, to be able to do that on the laces, 9 times out of 10, most players could not do that, if that makes sense. And I'm not taking away the fact that it was a good ball, obviously, but Vinicius Junior is in that place at that moment and he's tapped it in, a goal's a goal.
You hear players often talking about hitting an area. Mm-hmm. Do you think he is going across the goal with a kind of mind to do both?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, he can be aware of his teammate but can also be pulling it across goal with an idea that it's close to the angle was pretty tight.
Because I don't think we've ever really seen that before, a player lace the ball, and I'm not saying he didn't mean it. I'll say that again. But I'm saying you don't see that very often where a player laces it far post like that. But I agree with you, Richard. I think it's a mixture of both, because he's not hitting it in that area for him not to score, is he?
He's almost playing the percentage pass that then he hopes that Vinicius Junior will be there. Or maybe even if he hits it that hard across the face of goal, maybe one of the Liverpool defenders might get the touch and divert it beyond Alisson. But it was...
It was good enough.
It was good enough. And Vinicius Junior, again, it was a comfortable finish for him. But this season, under Carlo Ancelotti, he has grown in stature. And Richard Coventry was spot on, I think. Another huge goal for him. And, you know, in his early 20s, he's a serious star now. He's just scored the winner. I mean, he was before tonight. But, you know, in Brazil now, he's won the Champions League for Real Madrid. And his footballing future, I mean, he could go anywhere he wants, I think, in terms of his career now. He's at a consistently brilliant level for Real Madrid.
I think people forget as well, though, sorry, Richard, that he's still only 21. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think sometimes players can get too much too soon and they don't have an opportunity to kind of grow into themselves. And some of them, you know, fall by the wayside and don't ever get to their potential of what everybody thinks. But I think this season he's been managed well. You know, we've seen it many times before. Young players come through, they do really well and they kind of fall off. Whereas he's done really, really well.
I think Ancelotti's management has definitely played a big role. And, you know, it's no secret that his relationship with Zinedine Zidane was nowhere near as strong as it has been with Ancelotti. A little bit more of an arm around the shoulder. His relationships with his teammates have improved as a result. And, you know, they're going to be delighted for him that he's produced that moment. Mm. But if I can just pop to the numbers for a second, it was Real Madrid's only shot on target of the entire final. And they only had three attempts on goal to Liverpool's 23 and nine attempts on target. And Thibaut Courtois saved the lot. Nine saves. Alisson, not a single one during the course of the final. So, you know, before we ask about what Liverpool could have done differently and how they might have done something, made a change tactically, those numbers would suggest that they did more than enough to win most football matches.
One of those nights. And they, you know, Real Madrid have made a lot of teams think about that on, have those feelings on this one. Just very quickly on Vinicius Junior, just something Leanne mentioned. Got to remember, he came across to Spain as an 18-year-old for a lot of money, always seen as the next Brazilian star, which in a football-mad country is a difficult thing to carry around your neck, and it's taken a bit of time. But Carlo Ancelotti's return to the Bernabeu, I think some of the guiding off the pitch and on the pitch that Karim Benzema has done has turned Vinicius Junior into a regular match winner now on the biggest stage.
Vinicius Junior, 4 goals, 6 assists, the first South American player to be directly involved in 10 or more goals in a single Champions League campaign while aged 21 or under. This is a very specific stat. But it gets to Lionel Messi. Messi in 2008-09. Thibaut Courtois, by the way, Richard mentioned there, 9 saves tonight. It's the most on record in the Champions League final since the records started counting these kind of things in 2003-04 of any keeper in a single Champions League final. Let's hear from him. Very relieved to have finally lifted the Champions League trophy.
No, I didn't beat it yet. You know, just still an unbelievable feeling to have won finally a Champions League. It's incredible. This year, everything fell on the right side. All these amazing comebacks, you know, it's a Champions League for the history. And after 8 years ago, I lost a final and I really wanted to win one. And I think I proved it today that I didn't want to let one ball in. I think they were the most dominant team, but finally you have to win. It's sometimes hard, and a goalkeeper also plays his part, you know.
Yeah, he'd already made a number of saves to Salah, 2 in the opening 25 minutes of the second half as well, even before that remarkable late stop. Salah's 6 shots on target tonight is the most on record of any player in a single Champions League final. And he was talking about, of course, settling the score. But let's focus on Courtois, Leanne. It will go down surely as one of the great European Cup final performances from a keeper.
Absolutely, and I can't remember a better performance I've seen from a goalkeeper. And like I said many times, you expect to be in these games talking about the match winner and the hero being that goal scorer like a Benzema or something like that. But tonight, Courtois, I mean, he's been fantastic this year anyway, but he was absolutely fantastic. And I go back to it again. What would I have done in that situation? What would Salah do in that situation? I'm sure he would do the exact same thing again, except for put the ball in the back of the net.
That last chance, he really didn't seem to do anything wrong, Richard.
No, I mean, they simply would not have been in the final were it not for Thibaut Courtois. I think to that save with the toe from Jack Grealish in the second leg against Manchester City, which was a remarkable save, a save that you didn't really notice until you saw it from behind the goal. But the reaction from the players at the Bernabeu that night was oh my, how has he done that? And we had similar things tonight, most notably from his teammates, from the back line in front of him, where he made one or two saves. The first half, the save from Mane, when he tipped it onto the inside of the post and then grabbed it again, he jumped up in the air and was roaring and punching the air. He knew, by his own standards, what a good save that was. And in the second half, when he saved from Salah, the back four were all jumping on him like he'd lifted the trophy, like the game was won there and then. I mean, that's how good he was tonight.
And he came and claimed every single corner that Liverpool had, and they had a lot, and they have Van Dijk and Konate and Fabinho, and he was measured and composed in those moments. And I think you mentioned it there, Rob, you know, 2014, to have the trophy snatched out of his hands when Real Madrid came back to beat Atletico when he was there, now 8 years on to finally win it, when he's in his 30s, after the... Well, the two
barely,
seasons he's
barely
had...
Barely in his 30s.
Barely in his 30s. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, and still many years to come, for sure, at the very top. But he has been, along with Karim Benzema, he has been Real Madrid's best player this season. He's been fantastic, and he showed why many, certainly in Spain, certainly Real Madrid fans, will tell you he is the best goalkeeper in the world right now.
And it would be hard to argue with Real Madrid deserving this, Liang, because you look at the run, and they have seen off Paris Saint-Germain. They look beat in that game, as Richard alluded to, in the trophy lift. They look beat when Chelsea came back at the Bernabeu, and then, of course, the incredible game against City. They've beaten the best of the best in all four of the knockout. They didn't have even a relatively simple knockout round draw for them, did they?
Absolutely. I think that's what the beauty of this competition is. You know, they say to be the best, you've got to beat the best. And in the Champions League, you can't say, oh, we're going to draw this game because we want to get this team in the quarterfinal. That's what the luxury, I think, of the Champions League is. I think in sometimes cup competitions, people think, oh, well, we're going to play a weaker team because we're going to do X, Y, and Z. Real Madrid have beaten the best, so they've shown they are the best. But I don't think anybody else expected them to win this competition. Probably beginning of the season, maybe people didn't even expect them to win La Liga, but they are a fantastic team. And, you know, at times tonight, I was left speechless because I was thinking, wow, I thought I knew football. And then it could just flip on in a hat like that in the heat of the moment. You know, it's amazing. And I've fair play to them. They were absolutely brilliant. But I do want to give a special mention to the whole Courtois, man of the match, absolutely. But the whole of the Real Madrid back line, like Militao, you know, Carvajal, I thought was absolutely fantastic. And they really took care of the Liverpool front three.
A team that lost Ramos and Varane, of course, last summer. Let's hear from the man who's masterminded another Champions League success, their head coach, Carlo Ancelotti.
I think that we had a fantastic season. We did really well. It was a difficult game, suffered a lot more first half, better second half. I think at the end, with all the game that we played, I think we deserve to win this competition. We are really happy. Champions League, I had the luck to come here last year and to have a fantastic season. I found... as usual, fantastic club and a really good squad with a lot of quality, with a lot of mental character, with strong mental character, and I think the season was top.
Yeah, so he's now won the Champions League as head coach of Real Madrid twice. He did it with Milan, of course, a couple of times, and as a player a couple of times. Chris, he'll go down as one of the great figures of the European Cup.
Yeah, he's the most successful coach ever now, having won it four times.
Titles.
You know, he started at the day level with Bob Paisley and Zinedine Zidane, and he's won it four times. And he'll still tell you that the best performance of one of his teams in the final was 2005 with Milan against Liverpool. So he'll probably be thinking somewhere, I could have won it five times. But I think the job he's done since returning, how he's given faith and support and allowed the experienced players to make decisions themselves sometimes, but also how he's coached and galvanised and guided these young players that we've talked about to have that blend of youth and experience. I don't think, I agree with Leanne, I don't think many people had Real Madrid anywhere near their top list of favourites before the season. And actually, the chatter was always, well, how are Real Madrid going to keep up with the Liverpools and Manchester Cities and Paris Saint-Germain's? Well, they've not just done that now. They've gone and won the league and the Champions League. They've not done that very often in their entire history.
They're fascinating team because they do just look, I think you were touched upon this, Leanne, how comfortable they look. I mean, Jurgen Klopp was saying this before, there's no great complex tactical way that Real Madrid play, but they're all so comfortable on the ball and so intelligent, they can just play like this. And even watching the latter stages of the final, we didn't get scrappy, time-wasting, going down. Mm. Granted, they were winning free kicks cleverly like Toni Kroos on halfway, but there was none of that. It was all so controlled. Like, we have this under control. Against Liverpool, you feel like you never do. But they really did seem to have it done and dusted.
Absolutely. And I compare them to, like, artists. Like, when they play the football, they play football the way you'd want everybody to play the game. They never look like they're not in control. And I think that comes from the manager as well, because he's so calm. And I think that obviously, you know, transcends onto the pitch as well. So at any given moment, they could be 2-0 down, but they're like, we keep doing our game plan. We keep doing what we've done on the training ground, and it will come good. But tonight, I mean, they were absolutely fantastic. They really were. The beginning of, I'm not going to lie, the first 10, 20 minutes, I was a bit like, where are they going with this? Because they kept going long, missing out the midfield, uncharacteristic, like, forcing things. But then as the game went on, the guys made the point, you know, just after half time, they felt like Liverpool were happy half time was coming. And that's the truth, and it did seem like that. And I thought, actually, that's true. And in the second half, it was just, you know, Real Madrid took it to another level, I think.
Let's get on to Liverpool then. Liverpool had as many shots on target in the first half of the game, 5, as they did in the previous two Champions League finals. But you look at what they've had in their three finals this season now, 330 minutes of game time without a goal, including the League Cup, FA Cup this final, 61 shots across the three games. They just couldn't find a way. So can you see where things didn't work for them today, Richard? Could you point to things in the Liverpool game plan that you were like, well, maybe they should have gone a bit more gung-ho? And is there anything in there? Or are we just saying Thibaut Courtois are inexperienced? Is that it?
When you create as many clear opportunities as they did, I mean, the 9 shots on target, let's say there were 4 really presentable chances from which they could realistically have scored. I mean, if we were to get the expected goals out for the final, Liverpool's number would be far in excess of Real Madrid's, clearly. It's difficult to sort of point at that and say from a coaching perspective, well, how would you change what you've done? You've done everything you can to work the ball into the positions from which to score a goal. You just haven't finished them. I mean, could Mane say with that first shot that he could have placed it any better?
I don't think
so. No, I mean,
really,
Courtois grabbed it out of the corner. Salah's stop and go to get away from the defender. Clean as a whistle, the strike. Courtois makes the save. Maybe on another day, if it's 6 inches lower, it goes off the bottom of the glove and goes into the net. But these are just things that happen in the mayhem of a football match. Sometimes the ball goes in off the goalkeeper's glove, and sometimes the goalkeeper is right there, and they've done almost everything that they could. Even the changes that Klopp made, we were talking in commentary about the bringing on of Firmino,
that really did
give a momentum to Liverpool. And perhaps you could say, in retrospect, that worked so well, maybe they could have done that earlier. But I think you'd really be harsh to make an issue out of anything that Liverpool had done wrong tonight.
And if we look at Real Madrid's run to the final, there were clear mistakes from Paris Saint-Germain in some of the goals, from Chelsea and from Manchester City, and along with Karim Benzema being absurdly good. But I think Liverpool will leave with great regrets that they lost the final. I think when Jurgen Klopp and his coaching staff sit back and watch the 90 minutes, I'm not sure they would have made all the same decisions as they made.
But that, in a nutshell, that's it. It's the precision of the finishing. If you think back to the knockout stages and some of the finishes from Benzema, think of the Paris finish when the ball comes to him first time outside of the boot, he runs onto it, it goes in off the inside of the post. One chance, bang, it's in. It was half a chance. The Manchester City one where they're 2-0 down and it could have been 5. And he clips that ball in off the inside of the post and in. Unsavable. Tonight, none of Liverpool's efforts was unsavable. The finishing was very good. It really stretched one of the world's best goalkeepers, but it wasn't unsavable. That's the only thing you can say could have been improved. The ball didn't go in off the inside of the post.
I agree with Chris. I think they will be obviously disappointed that they lost the game, but I don't know how they analyse a game like this, because they created chances. They turned up, and it wasn't like they got to a final and they froze. They did what they could. They just couldn't get it across the line. They couldn't win the game. And this team, historically Real Madrid, they know how to get it done, don't they? They do. It's their full team title. They know how to get this done. And Liverpool, unfortunately, you know, have lost
Liverpool have given up throughout the competition big chances on the counter-attack because they play so high up the field. There's always the risk that you'll give up a 100% chance, as in the end Vinicius Junior's was. They'll still back themselves to win 2-1 or 3-1 on a night like this.
Like they against Villarreal.
They know they can concede in playing the way they do. It's a risk that they are happy to take. It's part of the courageous approach, I think, that Klopp has instilled in the club. It's one of the reasons that we all, as neutrals, enjoy watching them. But tonight, you know, they couldn't get the job done at the other end.
I think Liverpool's entire performance was worthy of winning the Champions League tonight. I think the way they started the game, the press, they were the better team. Apart from, as you said, Richard, the only thing was not having an unsavable shot. But I don't think maybe it's one of those games, Leanne. I don't know. You play where maybe you leave and you just think, well, What more could we have done?
Yeah, that does happen. And I would probably look back. I mean, right now it's going to be fresh in the players' minds, isn't it? They've just lost a game.
Yeah, they're
so
all devastated.
So they'll be probably,
now,
you know, thinking about themselves and what they could have done. But your mind isn't really thinking about the game. As weird as that sounds, you'll be in the stadium, you'll still be there, you know, the other team celebrating. But you kind of need a couple of days to really get yourself together. And then you probably can't even... Some of the games that I've lost, I've not even been able to watch them back for a really, really long time.
Well, I think Klopp couldn't watch the 2013 final for a long time.
Yeah.
The Bayern win over Dortmund, he just couldn't do it. I wonder how long it will take to torch this one. But they celebrate. They have a trophy bus, open top bus tomorrow, I think.
Yeah.
And they were the FA Cup and the League Cup. So, Leanne, finishing with you on Liverpool, how will they reflect on the season? Because it could have been 4, it was 2. They couldn't have done much more to win the league. They couldn't have done much more to win this final. But how will they reflect on the season and feel after what could have been?
I said this many, many times. I think sometimes I don't want the English teams to feel like they're a failure because they haven't won the quadruple. 2 trophies is still an unbelievable achievement. But I think we start to talk about quadruples in England all the time. So then the teams think, oh, well, we're a failure if we don't. It's still been a great season for them, but would you rather have not got there at all?
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you'd still rather, they're in a great place. You know, Man City didn't get to the final, Liverpool did. But then obviously Manchester City, the champions of England. But, you know, I think they've had a really good season, but I just think it's so much more pressure now because there's this whole, you're going to win the treble, you're going to do what Man United done in 99, or you're going to win the quadruple. Yes, they could have won tonight, but it wasn't meant to be. And 2 trophies is still a fantastic achievement.
Yeah, it could have been better in the end. They might have won this game tonight. They could easily have nicked the Premier League. But they've won 6 trophies under Jurgen Klopp, I make it. Champions League, Premier League, an FA Cup, a League Cup, both of those this season. UEFA Super Cup and a FIFA Club World Cup. They'd only won 1 major trophy in 12 seasons before that. I mean, in the big picture, he has brought about an extraordinary revival of this great old football club. And yes, they might have won 3 or even 4 trophies this season, but still in the big picture, what he's done has been utterly remarkable this season and in the previous 5.5.
It is Real Madrid night, European champions for 14th time. Let's hear from one of their stars, Luka Modric.
I don't know really what to say. This is unbelievable. 5 time to win Champions League from 5 finals. It's something unbelievable. This is the character, heart, everything. This team possess all qualities that is necessary to be champions. I think we first half we defend too much, we didn't have too much of the ball. Liverpool was pressing high and they did good, but we stayed calm. We didn't panic. Second half we play much better, we had more possession and from one long possession we scored that goal. And after was we put body on the lines, we defend well, we fight for each other and we made it till the end and we won, which was unbelievable, like I thought.
Yeah, another success. He can't believe it, can he? Luka Modric. He looked like he couldn't believe they'd won every single game en route to the final. Okay, he would probably be up there for player of the match. Thibaut Courtois got the official player of the match. Team, is there anyone else who... It's Courtois.
If we don't choose Courtois now, we will look back on this for the rest of our lives and say, what on earth?
It was a 21-year-old match
thinking?
Winner. 21.
I thought Danny Carvajal and Fede Valverde were very good, but no, we will look back on this game, and there's been some great final performances over the years, but genuinely, I don't think I'm just saying it now, fresh from watching it.
It's Courtois for me.
Courtois is right.
Courtois, followed by Carvajal.
Team, thank you very much. That's all we have time for this evening, and what a night it's been for Real Madrid in Paris. Don't forget to subscribe and download our podcast shortly after the match via your favourite podcast provider. My thanks to Chris Parrott, Leanne Sanderson and Richard Connolly and all of the Matchday Live team, and to all of you tuning in as well. It's been another fantastic season, which has ended with the new European champions being crowned. Congratulations, Real Madrid. From me, Rob Daly, it's goodbye.
A journey in the competition we all adore.
The UEFA Champions League is back tonight.
With the authentic noise of supporters ringing in our ears.
Our beautiful game in front of a returning roar.
Henderson's hit is magnificent though. On the half volley from the edge of the area. It flew past Mignon. And hear the roar at Anfield.
A confidence, a swagger, a Lewandowski dagger.
And it's Robert Lewandowski. Who else? Barcelona lose the ball and Bayern make them pay.
A dagger to the heart of teams once dominant. Not so much out with the old, but very much in with the new.
Delivers the cross in towards Allaire, and Ajax have turned it around.
The first time hit is in wonderfully well from Nkunku. That is a splendid strike.
And along the way, a shock or two.
A famous, famous night at the Bernabeu. Sheriff, the champions of Moldova, have beaten the 13-time winners Real Madrid. They can barely believe it.
But some things never change.
Messi! Leo Messi with a sweet left-footed shot from outside the area scores his first goal for Paris Saint-Germain.
Ronaldo! In the final minute of added time, Cristiano Ronaldo has won it for Manchester United.
Teams throwing their hat into the mix. Liverpool, Ajax and Bayern. The perfect six.
The first English team ever to win all six group games. Jurgen Klopp has a smile as wide as the San Siro.
As we whittle down the best we've seen, some refuse to bow out. Just ask Karim.
Benzema! Incredible scenes! Karim Benzema has a hat-trick! And Real Madrid are doing the unthinkable!
And who can forget the yellow submarine?
Chukwueze!
Just have stunned Bayern in their own backyard.
It was twists and turns all the way.
They've scored! Rodrigo's done it again! Real Madrid do not know when they are beaten.
The Champions League having its say.
Sadio Mane will roll it into the corner and surely put Liverpool in Paris.
Then there were two. One final bit.
That is the final whistle. Real Madrid are kings of Europe. For a 14th time.
History makers, Real Madrid's